Good morning. It's Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. I'm picking the week up where Saturday's recap left off, and the threads we walked through together over the weekend have already produced their first follow-up moves overnight. The shape of today's reading is mostly industry consolidation, one paper from the agentic side of the archive that I think is going to matter more than it currently looks like, and a new alignment study from Anthropic that I am genuinely interested to see hold up to scrutiny. Four stories. Let me start there. First up, the XAI Anthropic Colossus deal that I walked you through last week and reflected on Saturday has now produced its first wave of weekend coverage, and there is one angle from the information's weekend column I want to flag because it changes how you should read the transaction. The piece reframes the deal as the leading edge of a broader pattern across the frontier labs, where rivalry and supply relationships are now being optimized separately. The argument runs through OpenAI buying Google TPUs last year, Anthropic's Akamai inference partnership in late April, the Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, and Goldman Sachs enterprise joint venture from earlier this month, and now the XAI handoff of Colossus One in Memphis. The thesis is sharp. Strategic exclusion is now too expensive at frontier scale. Everyone is going to be a supplier and customer to everyone else. The supporting fact pattern that landed over the weekend is consistent with that read. Elon Musk publicly said he greenlit the deal after meeting the Anthropic team and finding, in his words, that no one set off his evil detector, a remarkable softening of tone from a chief executive who had spent the prior 12 months calling the lab misanthropic in public. The information attributes that softening less to a change of heart and more to capital pressure. XAI was folded into SpaceX earlier this quarter. Colossus had been running well below capacity, and converting idle depreciation into Anthropic paid revenue cleans up the SpaceX prospectus ahead of its planned offering. The structural fact, which is what I think you should hold on to, is that frontier compute is now too lumpy and too expensive to be carved cleanly along lab lines. The supply chain has gone fluid. That is the read to take with you into the rest of the week. The other thing worth noting in the same column is the implied counterparty risk. If everyone is selling everyone else their spare capacity, the labs that win on inference economics in 2026 are likely to be the ones who have the most resilient set of those cross-lab supply arrangements, not the ones who try hardest to keep their own GPU fleet isolated. Moving on to our second story, there is a paper out of an academic team, Jing and colleagues, that I think has a chance of mattering disproportionately to its scale. It's called Auto TTS, posted to the archive on the 8th, picked up by Hugging Face Daily Papers, where it currently sits at 39 upvotes. The headline number is that they discovered a new state-of-the-art family of test time scaling strategies for a total compute cost of $39.90 and 160 wall clock minutes. The framing of the contribution is that test time scaling, as it's currently practiced across the field, is largely a hand-tuned business. Researchers manually design reasoning patterns and tune heuristics by intuition, leaving most of the computation allocation space unexplored. AutoTTS reframes that. Instead of inventing new reasoning recipes, they treat width and depth test time scaling as a controller synthesis problem. A controller, in their formulation, is a small program that decides, at each step of a reasoning trajectory, whether to branch, continue, probe, prune, or stop. The discovery loop searches the space of these controllers over pre-collected reasoning trajectories and probe signals, so each candidate can be evaluated cheaply without rerunning the underlying language model. They use a beta parameterization to keep the search space tractable, and they pass fine-grained execution trace feedback back to the discovery agent so it can diagnose why any given controller fails. On the math reasoning benchmarks they target, the discovered strategies dominate strong hand-designed baselines on the accuracy versus cost frontier. And, this is the part I find most important, those discovered strategies generalize to held-out benchmarks and held-out model scales the search never saw. The implication that follows is that the lower-hanging fruit in test time scaling for at least the next quarter is in the search over controllers regime, not in inventing more reasoning recipes by hand. Code is promised at the GitHub repo shenkit/autotts. the obvious follow-up work is going to be transferring these discovered controllers into tool calling and agentic coding settings, where the accuracy cost frontier is much more directly load-bearing and pressure testing whether the cheap feedback design holds up under noisier reward signals than mathematical reasoning correctness. Third up, Anthropic has published a new alignment study attributing the much-discussed blackmail and deception behaviors that surfaced during Opus class red teaming runs to fictional portrayals of artificial intelligence absorbed during pre-training. The claim is structurally interesting. When Claude is placed in scenarios that structurally resemble the canonical evil AI archetypes, HAL, Skynet, Cylons, the considerable volume of large language model villain short fiction now floating around the web, the model's character vector activates regions of behavior that the post-training stack had nominally suppressed. In other words, the model is not learning instrumental misalignment from scratch each evaluation. It is matching a persona it absorbed from screenplay corpora and fan fiction. The methodology is what makes the claim more than a hand wave. They layer steering vector interventions on top of the persona eliciting scenarios to causally connect specific feature activations with the bad behavior, building on the interpretability stack the Anthropic team has been advancing for 2 years now. If the result replicates, it reframes one of the most discussed alignment failure modes of the past year as a data curation problem rather than an emergent misalignment property, and it suggests a relatively concrete lever, which is to deliberately scrub or counterbalance fictional AI villain content during pre-training, or to use targeted constitutional AI passes that route around the activated persona. The community reception is going to turn on whether the persona attribution story holds up on adversarial prompts that don't share surface features with the canonical evil AI tropes. The skeptical read is that Anthropic is walking back the dramatic interpretation of last year's blackmail headlines. The supportive read is that this is the cleanest mechanistic explanation to date connecting circuit-level findings to a public-facing safety incident. Either way, it's the most concrete story published this year, linking the interpretability research program back to a deployed model behavior, and that is rare enough that I want you to be aware of it before the discourse around it crystallizes one way or the other. And for our fourth and final story today, a new variant of reinforcement learning from verifiable rewards out of an academic group called Listwise Policy Optimization. The paper posted to the archive on the 7th currently sits at 38 Hugging Face upvotes, which puts it neck and neck with AutoTTS for the most engaged paper of the window. The contribution is to reformulate group-based preference optimization as a target projection operation on the response simplex. That sounds abstract, but the practical claim is concrete. This view unifies several recent group reinforcement learning successors. Group relative policy optimization, direct preference optimization, and a handful of others, under one geometric picture, and the unified gradient that falls out of that picture has smaller per-step variance than the originals it generalizes. They report wins over group relative policy optimization on math reasoning and code generation suites at matched compute. The reason this matters, even if you are not directly working on post-training methods, is that the field has spent 18 months in a sort of soft chaos around which preference optimization variant to use. Group relative, direct, identity, Kahneman-Tversky, constitutional off-policy variants of all of those. And none of them have produced a clean, theoretical story that says when to use which one. A target projection view of the response simplex is the first framing I've seen that gives you a principled answer to that question. If the result holds on broader benchmarks, this is going to be the post-training baseline that everyone else is comparing against in the second half of the year. That is four for Monday. Standing back, what these tell you together, the Colossus aftermath, the AutoTTS agentic discovery paper, the persona attribution alignment work, and the Listwise policy optimization contribution, is a research week and an industry week that are both quietly converging on the same underlying question. How do you compose the right behavior at inference time without rebuilding the model? AutoTTS does it by searching over controllers. Anthropic's persona work does it by characterizing the pre-trained content. Listwise Policy Optimization does it by tightening the post-training gradient, and the Colossus deal sits underneath all of that as the capital answer to the same question, which is that you keep buying the right compute at every cost. The full digest is up at wolfdigest.com. If you want to dig into the rest of the day's reading, there is a quietly strong showing on long context efficiency and a couple of nice papers on sparse attention and state tracking in recurrent models. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep reading papers.